Like, oh, it's the future. I accept these shackles.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is 3 A Combo Podcast, the world's most broke podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy this week. What's up, Andy?
Not much. It is true. I've maxed out my credit card, but not for other reasons. Not because of Steam. God damn you, Steam.
Are you ready for a miracle?
Miracle.
Ready as I can be. I've bought a lot of games, and I was going to buy more. Like,
There's been a Faster Than Light. I almost bought that. It was one of those, like, ooh, do I really want it?
I almost bought Rogue Legacy. It's like a side-scrolling game, and then when you die, your offspring takes over for you. But they could have like a syndrome. Like they could be colorblind, and then it's black. The game's black and white, or they could have vertigo, and the game feels all, you know, like weird when you jump and things like that. You have irritable bowel syndrome.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You just like.
How much was it?
It was like $19.99 or something.
Yeah,
like
there's
that.
Some games, dude, that get kind of like, I'm like, even still, that's pricey, man.
I really wanted Far Cry 3 to win the first community vote.
Really? I voted for the D one.
The D one?
Dystopia? No.
Because it was up against.
Dishonored.
Yeah, it was up against, I guess, Dishonored and Borderlands 2 or something like that.
I think Borderlands 2
won. Borderlands 2 won. Like, everybody doesn't have Borderlands 2 already. Like, we need that to go more on sale.
Yeah. That game goes on sale a lot, actually.
It does go on sale. Yeah, it goes Far Cry, man.
Far Cry 3 is the shit. Oh, yeah. My God. Let's see. I've only bought... No, I've bought... I just bought Doom, 2 minutes ago. I just bought Doom and the whole Doom collection. What the fuck did I buy? It was an indie game.
While you're thinking about it, I'll mention the things I bought. I bought Universe Sandbox, Postal 2... Fallout New Vegas, the Ultimate Edition, Mirror's Edge, Chivalry, Medieval Warfare,
Dude,
Just Cause 2.
Chivalry is so good. Chivalry is so good.
I haven't played it yet, but I've seen people play it. I've seen you play it, and it does look really fun. I'm glad it went on sale. Just Cause 2 is so fun.
It is. It's just
so fun to just dick around in that game.
It reminds
me of Crackdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that grappling hook, dude, there's just so much shit. Wait till you get the multiplayer mod. Holy fuck. I was playing in a server with like 200 other people.
That's amazing.
And it was just like, have you gotten to the giant ice lake?
No.
There is a huge, it's like a couple miles big.
I know Just Cause 2 is like one of the biggest maps ever.
Yeah, it uses like actual kilometer size.
Yeah.
But there's one that's like a couple miles wide, and they just put a huge bunch of like sports cars, and then you guys can just race across the ice.
That's
it's
so,
so
freaking
fun.
Sweet. I almost feel like, I don't want to say disappointed because that's a pretty strong word, but maybe feel like something's missing in the GTA 5 multiplayer if I don't have a grappling hook. I really hope they introduce one. Like, maybe not one that you always have, but like one you could get as a weapon, you know?
Yeah, but that would...
Do you know how awesome that would be in GTA? Just like...
That would be. That would be.
Shooting
Dude,
that thing
GTA
around.
5 looks so beautiful.
It does.
For being on current gen.
Did you see at the end of the trailer when they mentioned multiplayer? Did you see the recent trailer? Yeah.
Yeah, that was
and
pretty cool.
They look down, there's all this shit going on, a plane flies by, and I'm just like, oh. Ho, ho.
They know what they're doing now.
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
I remember reading an interview about GTA 4, and they're like, yeah, well, this will be our first experiment with, like, multiplayer GTA, so now they know what to do, so now 5 will hopefully be like, we know what the fuck we're doing.
Yeah, it should be freaking sweet. Yeah,
that is going to be...
Except you're going to get it for the Xbox.
Yes, I'm going to get it for the Xbox. I'm not going to buy a PS3 like right before the...
Just buy one.
Right before the gen, the new gen starts. New Civ expansion came out.
How was it? I haven't played it.
Brave New World. It's awesome. I won my first Civ game against Sleeper and Tyler.
Have they changed? Is the interface drastically different?
The interface is a little bit different. There's new stuff at the top now, like trade routes and tourism.
Oh, that's not
bad. I know one thing on the cube to move things up and down. The arrows are bigger now.
Oh, really?
So it's easier to click. Of course, like the background thing has changed, like for multiplayer and stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
They change that with every expansion. I won as Poland.
Nice.
What happened was I was playing with, Leaper was playing as Assyria, Tyler was playing as the Shoshone, our friend Aria was playing as Venice. Venice Ooh. Is weird to play as because they're a city-state.
Oh, really?
You can't make settlers, but you can buy other city-states. So you can, like, create a city-state network.
That's really weird.
And you buy them, they're a puppet. Oh. So you have to puppet these city-states, but there's actually a glitch right now. If you go in strategic mode, you can annex them. But Venice is only supposed to have one city. Yeah. But what they have, their benefits, one, the city seems to grow pretty fast. Two, they get more trade routes. And so I was playing, I was on this little, on the continent, on the very south of the continent was Aria as Venice. And he had two city-states next to him. You're like right away puppeted those city-states with a great merchant, a Venice great merchant. And then I was just to the north of him, and we started this trade network, and, dude, I was making so much money. I've never had this much money before. I bought, like, my entire army.
Nice.
I actually have a screenshot of my army.
Really?
Yeah. I can maybe show you. But I bought, like, my entire army. Like, him and I had trade routes going back and forth like crazy. He was making, like, 400 gold per turn.
Holy crap.
Not in a golden age. I was making, like, 250 per turn. Holy like, I had so much. I was just shit. Buying buildings, like... hey, you can now get public schools. Instead of building them in all my cities, I just started buying them.
Nice.
Like, I had three cities at first, and, you know, I usually try and play kind of small. Yeah. And then I was like, well, man, I can't. He even mentioned to me, he's like, I need more trade routes. I'm like, I just bought four settlers and made four more cities. And it was literally the best game I've ever played.
Really?
Because I had the second highest population, second highest literacy, diplomacy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, this time in diplomacy, you get the World Congress.
Yeah.
And every 20 turns, whoever is the host and whoever has the most delegates can pick two resolutions to vote on. And at first, Tyler was the host and Leaper had the most delegates. And they voted on, I think, science funding, which basically Leaper was ahead in science. Yeah. So everything that he's already discovered, everyone would discover 20% faster.
Oh,
it's a way to, like, catch up.
All right.
After that, though, Aria had the most delegates by far. He had, like, 10 delegates at this point.
Oh, shit.
And you get them by either having city-states that are allied with you, or you can use your spies as delegates and put them in other cities as delegates. So then Aria ended up getting a lot of votes compared to everyone else, and then him and I were kind of working together. He said he didn't even want to win the game. He just wanted to make the most money. And so then he voted for me to host it. So then him and I, working together, were able to vote for all the to propose all the new sanctions and stuff like that. And by this time, he had 16 delegates,
Jesus.
And I had 10.
Jesus.
So we did things like, first of all, Leaper was ahead, and he went to war with Aria. And we did things like Leaper's biggest construction source was marble. We banned marble. He couldn't use marble anymore. And then...
was he pissed?
Yeah, he wasn't happy. And then... his strongest luxury resource was salt. He had a lot of salt. We banned salt. And he eventually backed off. He's like, all right. He got nukes, too. We were going to ban nukes.
Ooh.
We were also going to embargo him, which meant no one could have trade routes with him.
Oh.
But what we also did was that all his trade routes, all his and Tyler's trade routes were pretty much with city-states and not other nations. So we made it illegal to trade with city-states.
Oh, my God. You guys effed him.
We effed him so hard. It was awesome. And then to win the game, eventually it comes after a certain amount of rounds, you vote for a world leader.
Yeah.
And that's how you win a diplomacy victory. Oh, okay. You needed 30 votes to become world leader. And I knew I had my 10. And Aria was going to use a 16, so I was going to have 26 votes.
Yeah.
So because I had so much luxury resources and so much gold, I bought Indonesia 6 votes. to do that, you have to have a delegate in their capital, and I think they have to have a delegate in yours, too, because I had a delegate in Siam and the Maya, but I couldn't buy their votes. I tried. But so I just bought the Inca 6 votes, and I ended up winning.
Nice.
Because of that. It was really cool. It was fun, like, my first win.
Nice.
But let's see. I got a screenshot around here just to show you real quick. There it is. That's my army. Oh, see that fucking army? I bought most of that. Look at my gold. And that was on the low end. That's after having all that army. 119 gold per turn, but that's army tax. And you see this road I'm building towards Venice? I built that road because if Leaper was going to attack Venice, I was going to be able to use that road to get to him real quick to protect him.
Jesus. Yes. That is quite an army.
Results are now available for your promoted post. Oh. By the way, I promoted the post about me winning. Did you see that?
No. How do you promote it?
It says promote post, and then it's like $6, and it shows up on the top of people's news feeds for a day or something like that. I mentioned it in Skype. I was like, guys, I can promote the post. And Leaper's like, do it. And of course, on the post, he's like, ugh, I can't believe you did this. But he wanted me to do it. I actually just got the results right now. 94% came from regular views. 6% of the views came from paid. So I guess I'm not going to do that again. I got 1.1 times as many views because I promoted it.
1.1.
But yeah, so...
That's pretty awesome.
That game, it's fun. It is fun with the Brave New World expansion. All
right.
Also, we started a new game.
Yeah.
We didn't get very far in it, but I was Portugal, and I started off in a shitty spot. My capital was just in the worst fucking spot. But what I was able to do is when I settled my second city and I got a trade route, I can choose to trade food between the cities, and that's what I was lacking in my capital.
Oh.
If you have a granary in both cities, your trade route can be food, and I was getting plus 6 food now in Lisbon.
Nice.
Which was awesome because I needed it so bad.
Huh. That's pretty cool, actually.
And when you both have workshops, you can trade production.
Ooh, that's nice.
Oh, and one of the cool things, you can add tenants now, which is like you pick. Culture's kind of changed a little bit. You know how you can adopt policies?
Yeah.
The first few haven't changed. You know, you still have honor, tradition, piety, whatever the city-state one is.
Yeah.
And like rationalism. Commerce is still there, but they added exploration and aesthetics.
Ooh.
Exploration helps you, like, do things like find antiquity sites and stuff like that. Aesthetics helps you with, like, great works of art and writing and stuff like that.
All right.
And then you can pick an ideology. You can choose between freedom, autocracy, and order. But then within inside that, you can pick tenets.
Oh.
And you pick first level, second level, and third level tenets. You need, of course, 2 first levels to get 1 second level.
Gotcha.
And, you know, you need 2 levels to get 1 third level. But you can do things like, I was trying to go for a science victory after a while, because when I got my first third tenet, one of them was the ability to purchase spaceship parts with gold, which you couldn't do before. You can't do, you know, it's like one of those things you have to produce.
Yeah.
But I had so much gold, I was like, if I can get there, I can just buy all these parts.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
And so it's really cool things like that. Like there's a first level tenant that's get 50% more gold when trading with a civilization with the same ideology.
Oh, nice.
And I know Tyler wanted me to do that because... We both had freedom, but he wasn't close enough to trade with. But the expansion's really good.
All right, I'll give it a try. I haven't working so much.
It's such a good expansion.
Working it, I got that woman on my back.
The woman.
Woman.
Andy, don't want you to play Civ.
Don't you love me?
She can play as like Venice now. Look, it's
Pippity.
It's the closest thing to Italy you're gonna get.
Hey, Poopity.
I guess Rome is there, but you know it's
it's Rome.
Bippity boppity boppity.
Hey, bippity pizza.
Bippity boppity.
Spaghetti and a meatball.
Bippity boppity boppity.
How's your week been otherwise?
Pretty good. Good, good.
That's good. Yeah. How's work?
I actually started working again at the UPS store.
Nice.
Yeah.
Same one?
Yep.
Nice.
Because when I quit, I wanted to work part-time, and they're like, well, we don't need anyone part-time. And then they called me and said, we need someone part-time. You want to come back? And I said, yes.
Nice. So are you not a manager then?
No.
Nice.
Yeah, I just wanted to work part-time because I wanted to do other things, like go back to school and shit like that.
Nice.
Which I need to start doing.
Need
to start getting on that.
Nice. Well, cool.
Yeah.
Glad you're back there.
Yeah.
I bet it's easy as shit.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. How was your week?
Fine. I started at Oakview.
Have you?
Yeah.
You
can come get some creamy tomato now.
I should. Come get
I'm
some
I'm there
creamy
all
Tom.
The fucking time.
Get some creamy Tom and a breakfast sandwich. I had a breakfast sandwich at the Maple Street
store.
What'd
you think of it?
Really good.
What are you doing at the Maple?
I mean, I've had breakfast sandwiches before. I was there when they had them.
What are you doing at the Maple store?
Well, Tyler and I, we had to fucking had to take his dog to get neutered at 7:30 in the goddamn morning.
Oh, Prince Henry?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah, Prince Henry had to go get neutered.
No, Prince Henry.
Pick fucking Tyler up at 7:30 in the morning. I hope he's fucking listening to this.
7:30? Who the fuck does? That's really early.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Most doctors don't open till like 8.
They opened at 8, but it took us a little while to get there.
Jesus. Because
it was at like 90th and Fort. Jesus. The Humane Society.
Did you give Prince Henry a breakfast sandwich?
No. We went there after.
Oh.
On the way back.
So was Prince Henry in the car like, my balls?
His dad actually picked Prince Henry up at 5. I haven't seen Prince Henry since then.
Okay. He's probably sad.
Well, I thought it was kind of funny because like a lot of dogs get more docile after they're neutered.
Yeah.
And Henry was already really docile, so I was like, it's going to be like one of those pot commercials. Like, he doesn't do anything anymore. He just melts into the floor.
Rough. That dog is so fucking cool.
Yeah, and Tyler had to go in and do the paperwork. It's on the door. It's like, please fill out the paperwork first and then bring your pet in. So I was standing out there with Prince Henry on a leash just like, and he marked his territory. He owns the entire front of the Humane Society and the entire parking lot to the west of the Humane Society.
Oh, I know what one you went to. That's a good Humane Society. Yeah. That's a nice one.
Yeah. I walked him around the parking lot a couple times. No. And he peed on everything. It's like, this is all Henry's now.
He probably smells so many other dogs. Yeah. He's probably like, mine.
And this is that's the last time he's going to feel the need to do that. So he went out with a bang.
Princess Henry.
Yeah.
Aw, poor guy.
Prince Henry got neutered.
I'm sorry, I keep kicking your foot. Yeah, I apologize.
It's okay, it doesn't hurt.
Okay, that's good. Well, I just feel bad, I keep knocking it.
Tyler literally said, I'm going to miss my dog's balls.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, because apparently Henry has like vertical balls. And he said it, and I was like, Tyler, you literally just said I'm going to miss my dog's balls.
Yeah, that's weird.
I wish he was here so I could call him out on it again.
Well, now he's listening. He's like, everyone else is listening.
Yeah, and we're going to gang up on Tyler now. He's not here.
Dog balls.
Yeah, you missed your dog's balls. It's a weird thing to say. All right, Andy, let's go into gaming news.
Let the games begin.
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
All right, I want to start off by, I guess, mentioning the fact that Giant Bomb's Ryan Davis passed away this week.
I don't know that.
He was, I wasn't, a bi- I'm not a big Giant Bomb fan. I like Giant Bomb, I just don't go to their site a lot.
I don't know what Giant Bomb is.
Well, just let me talk. Right. Ryan Davis passed away. He was 34 years old. One of their founders of GiantBomb.com and recently married. Influential to a lot of people on the internet gaming community, so.
Could you explain to me what Giant Bomb is?
It's a gaming website.
I don't have more than that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad. I thought Giant Bomb was like a developer or something.
Nope.
Oh. Oh, that's sad. He just got married too.
I know. It's very disappointing.
Does it say what he died of? Wasn't it a heart attack?
It doesn't. I don't want to speculate. All right. But all right. It doesn't say.
All right.
Following that, the Steam Summer Sale is underway.
Are you ready for a miracle?
We mentioned that quite a bit, but it's going until the 22nd. So.
Dude, that's 11 days.
Yeah, that's a lot of
sales. 11 days of sales. Mm-hmm. 11 days of emptying my wallet.
Yeah, so get in on that. All right, first big story here. The United States government has now recognized professional gamers as athletes.
I saw that. I was like, ooh, ooh.
Apparently, this was a long fought battle to get this recognition, but what that means now is people can come over from other countries with visas to perform as an athlete.
Huh. Wouldn't that be crazy if video games were in like the Summer Olympics or the Winter Olympics?
That would be weird.
That'd
man.
Be weird.
That'd be so weird.
Snowboarding on the PS4! Ah!
I love video games, but I still don't think like they have their own things. They don't need to be put into other
They don't
things
need
like
to
that.
Be mixed.
And I know a lot of people want to argue about what sport or athlete means.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of an outdated term for this because they're just talking about competition.
Yeah.
And these are competitions, whether they might not necessarily be athletes. They're talking about being able to come here and compete with visas and stuff like that.
I don't know. That's a cool thing to say in gaming, that gaming's come that far now.
Yeah, they're recognized.
They're recognized.
Yeah.
That's so pretty cool.
They're recognized as a legitimate sport.
Matt, we need to do a bunch of training.
We're the best around.
No, 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 I'm going to break my down.
So, pretty interesting. I mean, come on. A fisherman can be considered athletes.
Yeah. You know what argument I love striking up sometime? That cheerleading's not
a sport.
Not a real sport. And there's people that get fucking passionate about that.
Yeah.
It is a real sport. No, it's not. I can wave my arms and I'm a cheerleader. We're good.
I guess if gaming's a sport.
Yeah. Then they could come back with that and be like, yeah. Touche.
Gaming's a sport. Well, yes, you're right. There. Gaming is a sport.
Unlike cheerleading.
A new Super Smash Brothers character has been announced.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Who?
Well, I guess he's not new, but new for the game. He was in a previous game. Olimar with his Pikmin.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, all right.
It was announced for the game. Just got that for you.
Oh, okay. That guy. All right.
Yep.
All right. You think they're running out of ideas? Like, I know Pikmin's a pretty big game, but
I think they're not running out of ideas. I just think they're running out of, like, companies that will allow them to use a character. Because I know they didn't use Mega Man for the longest time because I believe Capcom didn't want them to use Mega
Capcom
Man.
Capcom was...
Because there's a
Sonic in the last one?
Yeah,
was he? I couldn't remember.
They wanted I was listening to Did You Know Gaming, and they wanted to put him in Melee.
Oh, really?
But they too late. You know, they didn't get the chance, so they put him in Brawl.
How was he?
Sonic?
Yeah.
I actually played Brawl the other week, but I wasn't a big fan of Sonic. A lot of people said he was cheap, but I guess I just sucked using him because.
Dude, I don't like playing Brawl with my friends because they're all really good.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can.
Yeah, I'm aware. I'm friends with, like, Uli on Facebook. Yeah. And he's always talking about these Brawl tournament or Melee tournaments he's going to. And your friends are really fucking good at that game.
Yeah. So I don't like playing. They're like, hey, do you want to play around? I'm like, no. I'm okay. It's not fun with you guys.
I actually played against one of Uli's friends.
Dude, his friends are ridiculously good.
Tizer?
Was it Tizer?
Tizer.
Yep. Tizer's ridiculously good.
I played against him at Paul's house.
Yeah, Tizer's good. Yeah.
I think I killed him once.
Nice.
I think it took like four games, and it might have been mostly his mistake.
Dude, remember that? Were you at was it the Halloween party where everyone was trying to beat Diana, that Pokemon puzzle game, and no one could?
No one could fucking beat her.
Not even Tizer or Uli could.
That was the same Halloween party. Stefan just like waltzed up to your
pinball machine
and got the high score first time playing.
It pissed me off because I've tried so hard too.
That was so funny. He just came in and just started playing pinball. He's like, got the high score.
that was luck, man.
I remember at Paul's house for Halloween. It was at Halloween at Paul's house. Like Uli and Tizer and everybody just like brought a TV. And
that's
Melee
what they do.
It was kind of awesome. At the same time, I was like, really? But at the same time, I was like, fuck. Yeah, all right, I'll play Melee,
Yeah, that's what they would do. They would come over with, like, their GameCube and their controllers, like, let's play Melee. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
You can't say no to that.
No, you just can't say no. It's just like, really?
All right. It'd be awesome if they came over, like, Dreamcast and shit. Let's play this.
Sarcasm for online gamers is now a felony, Andy. Remember that, or at least it is in Texas. See, a few months ago, a teenager named Austin... Or no, teenager from Austin.
Oh.
Dang it, not Austin.
Not Austin.
His name is Justin, actually.
No.
Teenager named Justin said on League of Legends, quote, oh yeah, I'm real messed up in the head. I'm going to shoot a school full of kids and eat their still beating hearts.
Oh, okay.
Now, pretty fucked up thing to say. But he was arrested for this and put in jail while awaiting sentencing. An anonymous donor bailed him out on $500,000 bond.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
He could be awaiting a prison sentence of up to 8 years.
Who would spend $500,000 on that fuck?
Some anonymous guy. I'd just like to mention that this kid might go away for 8 years for saying something kind of messed up. And Neighborhood Watch guy gets to go free for killing a kid.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to ask you about that. What do you think about that?
Here's what I think. First of all, a lot of people want to say they're like, oh, well, Trayvon Martin was a drug user and a punk. That doesn't mean he deserved to die.
True.
Obviously. That just doesn't mean he deserved to die. Second of all, I don't know why race takes such a big part in this. I guess I understand, but at the same time, a lot of people want to see this like a white-black thing,
yeah.
But George Zimmerman's not white.
No,
he's Latino. Yeah. So, another thing is, when you look at the evidence, a lot of people are like, oh, it's circumstantial evidence. I don't think it was second-degree murder, but a manslaughter charge didn't... I'm no expert, but a manslaughter charge. And honestly, those jurors, while they probably have more information than us, I looked up a lot of the information. Remember, they're just like you and me.
Yeah.
They're just every... And juries are tailored to, you know, you get to pick jurors.
Yeah.
So they're tailored to certain situations.
Sorry.
But, so, I don't know. Looking at the facts, I think a manslaughter charge would have been appropriate. Rather than just... Not
I think
guilty.
The media blew the shit out of the story.
Yeah. I also don't think rioting is something that you should do.
There's rioting?
They were rioting in, like, Oakland and stuff like that and, like, spraying police cars, like, with Fuck the Police or something. Which, by the way, the police didn't really have anything to do with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Dude, America does some stupid shit. I will say the dumbest rioting I ever saw was Canada when they lost
when Vancouver
that one.
Lost?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I think, what was I going to say? First of all, I think we just need to remember the fact that this would have never happened if George Zimmerman just listened to the 911 operator.
Yeah.
She said, don't leave your car. That's not his job. He's a neighborhood watch guy. He's not supposed to approach anybody. The job is literally observe and report. You don't approach anybody ever, but he did. And he wasn't supposed to do that.
That'd be funny if that 911 operator was there. She's like, what'd I tell you?
Second of all... I guess 86th of all. I forget which, it was some sort of rapper, and he brought up a really good point. He's like, black guys are killing black guys in the streets every day, but we accept that as normal. Another race kills a black guy, and we want justice.
Yeah.
He's like, you guys need to start looking at yourselves, and something like that. I thought that was
You know what's scary? I saw kind of like an infographic about Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
That place is scary, dude.
Yeah.
That place is very scary. I would never want to live there, ever.
Yeah. So, yeah, it boils down to the whole situation could have been fucking avoided if George Zimmerman just stayed in his goddamn car. I don't think he should have got murder, but maybe manslaughter.
Yeah.
The guy fucked up and killed someone he didn't need to kill. I know a lot of people say, well, you got in a fight with him. It's like, do you kill everyone you get into a fight with?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, there's a lady that, in the same goddamn state as Florida, she's getting 20 years in prison for firing warning shots at her abusive husband.
Oh.
Yet, this guy can kill someone and get completely off scot-free.
She got 20 years for firing warning shots?
20 years for firing warning shots.
At an abusive husband?
At an abusive husband.
Was she firing him because he was abusing her?
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
I know. So I don't get you, Florida.
I don't.
It's also the same. Also the same state that let Casey Anthony walk free.
Yes.
What the fuck?
What the Florida? I forgot Casey Anthony came from Florida.
Casey Anthony, unlike George Zimmerman, which I'm gonna like I've said a million times because I want to make because a lot of people it seems to be a black and white issue. Either people think he should have went away forever, get scot free. I want to say again, I don't think he would have been convicted for murder. I just think manslaughter would have been acceptable, or it would have been right. Casey Anthony, on the other hand, that evidence was so goddamn overwhelming.
I know.
And they just were like, nah, didn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, what? What the fuck, Florida?
I really think she did it.
Yeah.
I'm like, how the fuck? But on the other hand, Casey Anthony was kind of hot.
Yeah, George Zimmerman's not as hot.
Yeah. All right, back to gaming.
Oh, I want to mention one more thing, though. I want to mention the fact that rioting... I think the stupidest fucking rioting anyone could do, and if you've ever done it, stop listening to the podcast, because I think you're a dumbass, is when your team wins a championship, and you go out and wreck your own fucking city.
Who is that?
LA does that.
Who's the football team that does that? It was past 3 years. They won. Ravens. No. The Steelers, I think, maybe. Steelers might? No. Fuck.
Steelers fans, I don't think, would riot like that.
I know Philadelphia would if they won.
Philadelphia definitely would if they won. But I don't understand that. Like, especially, it seems to happen a lot with basketball.
Oh,
like,
yeah, because like the Lakers LA, Miami, won. Or, yeah.
Yeah, Lakers won a few years ago.
Yeah.
And they just, like, rioted and flipped over police cars and took down street lights and stuff like that. It's like, what? Why?
We won, motherfuckers!
I mean, yeah, sure, go out in the street and party, but why are you, like, wrecking your city? Yeah, they're going to bring a championship back to this burning city.
That'd be funny if they started rioting and, like, the L.A. started rioting in, like, Miami because L.A. beat them. Oh, fuck you guys!
It's so goddamn stupid.
At least we don't have soccer hooligans here.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Especially racist soccer hooligans. Those chants are so fucking racist.
We don't need more violence here, dude.
Moving on.
All right.
China may now, in fact, allow consoles to be imported.
Which I think that'll be kind of cool.
That will be a lot of money.
Yes.
For a gaming company.
Yes.
A lot of money.
And you know what I wonder is what if game companies start or game developers start coming out of China?
That'd be interesting.
They're hard workers. We get a hell of a game.
Yeah.
On a random note, and this just reminded me, and I don't know if you have it. I'm sorry if I take it. But I saw that they're not going to have the Xbox One in Asia.
Anywhere in Asia?
As far as I know, Japan. But I don't know about any of the other places, but I saw that they're like at this moment, the Xbox One, blah, blah, blah. Basically, the 21 regions they showed off, that's where it's going to be.
Mm,
and, and I don't think Japan was one of them. But, yeah, like, Sony and Nintendo have such a foothold in there that I guess it's hard for them. Yeah. And they don't sell many Xbox 360s in Japan either.
I'm surprised they're making it not available.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I would understand only shipping a few over there.
Because I remember reading that, and I was like, really? You guys aren't going to at least try?
I think South Africa was a place that wasn't going to have the Xbox.
There was a lot of places and that weren't
going to have it. I have a South African friend or something. He didn't really care because he's getting a PS4. But I had an exchange with him recently. He had a birthday. And I mentioned, I was like, what do you get a South African for their birthday? And he's like, he goes, I have an unconfirmed source that they enjoy pools of money. And then I said something like, an American sending money to Africa, stop the presses. And then he mentioned something about like, oh, I'm surprised you guys can get up off your couch to send money to Africa. Touche.
Dude, I'm not saying it early because I'm a fanboy, but I think PlayStation's going to dominate this next generation, dude. But I think Xbox will give them a run for their money. But just right out of the leader's gate, though, right out of the gate, Sony seems very strong. And, like,
I want to say something like that, but it's like trying to say you're trying to future-proof your PC. It's just one of those things that's almost never right.
Yeah. But you
just can't – you just don't know until it happens.
They seem to have their shit together compared to PS3. Let me put it that way. They seem to have their shit together.
Compared to
like Xbox. The PS3 launch.
Oh, compared to the PS3 launch.
Like,
I mean,
Sony,
360. It was 360 was in the same boat for the last gen, but PS3's outsold 360s.
Is it really? No.
Yeah, we did the story.
Did we?
Yeah, by a very small margin.
Yeah, by a very small margin.
But I don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I just
want to say that Sony will do it
because I've had like 6-7 years now of Sony just hatred from everyone.
Like, oh, come on.
Actually, I've had 6-7 years of not playing online with anybody. It kind of fucking sucks.
You know, I really want to get Battlefield Bad Company 2 on Steam.
Yeah, wasn't it like $2 or something?
I don't think it was that cheap, but I think it was like $9.99, the complete edition. Also, Battlefield 2 Modern Combat was like $7 or something
was
like
that.
Was it? It looks like there's still people playing. I had so much fun with that game.
I had fun with the original Battlefield 2 for PC. That was good. That was really good. Real good.
Oh, excuse me. Oh,
is that a beer opener you're holding?
Just yawning in the mic. Oh, yeah, but I'm using it for Mexican Coca-Cola.
Oh, how's that?
It's good.
Is it?
It's good stuff.
Isn't it kind of salty?
No.
Oh.
It's a little more sweet.
Oh, all right.
Fans start an online petition to reverse the Xbox One's reversal of the DRM.
No, I thought it was just for the features that took away when they took away the DRM, like the family share plan.
But to do that,
they'd have to bring back the DRM.
Yeah.
What if they flip-flopped?
They re-flip-flopped?
Yeah. They flipped and flopped again. I don't think it'll...
it looks like in this petition, they do put like restrictions. Microsoft removed restrictions, and they put them in quotes, such as the 24-hour check-in, mandatory install, sharing restriction, region locking, which is all fucking stupid, by the way. All that stuff's stupid. That's just, they're chaining you down and then being like, but we have something new.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, it's the future. I accept these shackles.
That's okay if the Kinect watches me do my business.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, the Xbox turns on and starts suggesting you porn when you're doing it.
Excuse me, Dave. I heard you like interracial.
There is bestiality for you. How do you know that? I'm everywhere.
Andy, that'll do it for gaming news. Let's go into technology.
Back in my day.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with Three Hit Combo.
All right, we're going to start off with another death.
Oh.
Does the name Amar Bose mean anything to you?
Bose, I know that name.
Yeah, Bose. Audio pioneer Amar Bose is dead. He created Bose speakers. Yep. He was a professor at MIT, serving on the MIT faculty for 45 years. He was widely recognized for his excellent teaching as well as his pioneering research in acoustics and loudspeaker design. He was 83 years old.
I'm not going to lie, I thought Bose was a lot older than that, so I did not think that the Bose creator was still around.
Yep, he was born in 1929.
Damn. They make some good-ass speakers, dude.
Yeah, they do.
God, they make some good speakers.
We still have that old Bose radio, like one of these. You remember these? Those Bose radios?
Oh, yeah,
radios?
Yeah.
We have, like, we still have, like, the first run, like, made in the mid-90s or something.
Does it still sound good?
Yeah, it still sounds fine. We just use it for, like, if you're outside or something. Oh, nice. My dad used it, like, when he was working on the pool. And just plugs it in.
Nice.
Still sounds really good. It's yellowed like an NES would.
Nice. Is it white?
Yeah, it's white.
Oh, okay, that's probably why.
But, it kind of looks like an NES. Now it kind of yellows when it gets
older.
I like
that yellowness. I think it's kind of cool. I'm like, you've been around.
You've been around. I think the black ones look cooler, though.
Yeah, Bose makes some good stuff.
They won't anymore. He's dead.
Oh, God.
Shut the company down.
It's like Apple.
Steve Jobs is dead. They're done for.
You know what? People are getting a little excited, getting a little out of hand with laser pointers.
Are they really?
Yeah. Have you heard all the stories about people pointing those green laser pointers at pilots?
No.
Okay, well, it blinds pilots. I mean, it really blinds pilots. You can't, if you point those at a cockpit, pilots can't see.
I want to know how the fuck people are able to point that accurately at a cockpit.
Well, you know, when it gets further, it gets bigger. Were you there at the time we shined it on the Millard Water Tower?
No.
Okay, well, we shined it from Paul's house on the Millard Water Tower, and when you got up to the Millard Water Tower, we drove over to it. It was, like, huge on the water tower.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. All right.
So, you know, as you shine it up there, it completely blocks
Holy
their vision.
Crap.
I think there's actually a YouTube video you can watch that they took of some guy was on a porch shining it, and it's bright, dude. It blinds you.
Oh, ooh.
I saw a picture of during the protests in Egypt, a bunch of protesters had green laser pointers and they were shining them at a helicopter. And everyone's like, yeah, that's real smart because he's going to just crash.
I did see that picture. Yeah. I did.
He's just going to fucking crash.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they can also do? They can wreck a $20,000 camera. Don't shine a laser pointer, especially one of those high-powered green ones, into a camera.
Ooh.
Because it will totally scramble its brains. Most importantly, the sensor
inside
the camera. Now, you don't necessarily have to get a new $20,000 camera, but that's a big price tag to fix that.
The sensor is like the main thing in the camera.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do shit without that.
Yep.
Ooh.
I don't have the video anymore. The video was removed by the user, apparently. But it was at some sort of, looked like a concert, and two cameras actually got wrecked by people with laser pointers. So just stop pointing your laser pointers at things that they shouldn't be pointed at.
Have you ever seen the purple ones?
No,
I haven't. Purple ones can pop balloons and burn skin.
I've seen the green ones pop balloons.
Yeah, the green ones can.
I haven't seen them burn skin.
But the purple ones, the purple can burn skin.
I was playing with Tyler's green laser pointer, but I was pointed at people at SGC, like circling them and they were dancing and stuff like that.
Dude, I swore he took that with him.
I swore he did too.
I don't know where the fuck it could
go. Because it couldn't have been in our room. Yeah. No way. I looked all over the room for a Spoonie picture, and I couldn't find his laser pointer.
And we both went through that room pretty well, too.
I looked in all the drawers and everything.
That's shitty. That's a good laser pointer.
Call up to the front desk there, see if they have a laser pointer.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to ship that.
Yeah, could you ship that up here? There is a lawyer out of Nashville, Tennessee. He is suing Apple and wrote a 50-page complaint because he wants Apple to protect him from porn. He's suing Apple because the iPhone allows you to be able to look up porn.
So does an Android.
Yeah.
So does a computer.
But he has an iPhone, so. He wants Apple to protect him from this. He shouldn't be able to look up porn on his phone.
It's kind of like the V-chips in TVs. Like, I believe that there should be technology out there to protect you, but at the same time, just be fucking smart about it.
He suggests if a person over 18 wants to view porn, they should contact Apple and sign a form acknowledging the ills of pornography and receive a code to remove the filter.
You know what this guy just sounds like? He's fucking crazy. He just sounds crazy.
He sounds like he doesn't understand technology. Yeah. Like, he doesn't understand that kind of how a filter like that would work. I like how in the Gizmodo they say after the quote, this is a real thing that a real person wants. He uses words like biological sensibilities of a male and cyber beauties.
Dude. This guy's just weird and crazy.
Biologic sensibilities of a male. And he calls them cyber beauties.
I'm going to go look at some cyber beauties when I get home.
Oh, God, there's more here. Plaintiff became totally out of sync with his romantic relationship with his wife, which was a consequence of his use with the Apple product. The plaintiff began desiring younger, more beautiful girls featured in porn videos than his wife.
Oh my God. So this guy's just trying to find an excuse. This guy's crazy.
This guy's just passing
Matt,
the buck.
Let's try and get him on the phone sometime.
Oh God. Okay. All right. We'll do it for the podcast.
They're gone. I had him on my phone. I found some phone numbers when I was fireworks shopping in Rockport, and it was like, call for a good time. I was like, this would be great call on the podcast,
God,
and I deleted
hilarious.
Them. Damn
I
deleted
it. Them. Andy, God
I
damn
know,
it.
I know, I know, I know, I know. Because I think I was in the car, and I was like, no, this would be a great idea, so I deleted it.
That is all for technology news. I didn't have a lot of technology news this week.
I'm ready for real news.
I had a couple things, but they were really long stories.
Oh, were they?
I could sum them up real quick. We're all really close to beating HIV, closer than we thought.
All right.
And a company made a bionic leg, and Gizmodo reviewed it, and apparently it's amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like straps to your leg. Ooh. And then you get to say how much of the weight that the bionic leg bears. So, theoretically, someone that just tore their ACL can, like, turn this thing on and put it to 100 to 90% of, like, weight-bearing and walk just normally, like, if their leg was not injured. And they say it works for physical therapy because you can then lower the amount that it bears and you
that'll be cool.
Yeah.
Now we just need full suits.
And this guy was walking around with it, and he's like, I'm surprised how normal it feels. Like, it responds just like his other leg. He could walk and just,
dude,
like,
technology's getting so cool.
It was just a bionic leg.
Oh, that's so cool.
Actually, I was working on Friday, and this guy came in with a prosthetic hand.
Yeah.
And it was, like, the most intricate thing I've ever seen.
Did it move and work and stuff?
It didn't work.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Or I guess it probably works, but it was just the hand part of it.
Oh, okay.
He said it's going to be featured on National Geographic, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
But it was, like, this fucking bionic hand, man. It was just like...
Have you seen the casts that you can itch under?
Yeah.
Those are pretty neat.
Yeah, I saw the downside with that, though, is it takes like 6 hours to produce said cast.
Oh, does it?
Because, you know, it's like mesh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like big mesh. Yeah, apparently it takes a long time to produce that cast.
Oh, okay.
With the current cast, you know, just take...
A couple minutes.
Yeah, a few minutes. Plaster. Okay. But at the same time, still cool.
They'll get it there.
Yeah, they'll get it there. All right, Andy, let's go into news.
News team! Assemble!
And now it's time for the Three Hit Combo News Desk with Matt, Andy, and Scott. You didn't hear that last name. He's not here.
Get out of here.
I mean, he's here in spirit, but I don't want you to think he's all of a sudden here for the podcast.
We'll just bring that on you one day. We'll bust it out.
Yeah.
Skylar!
Surprise, Skylar. Not even here for part of the show. Just comes in for news. It's only for the loyal listeners that listen all the way through.
Skylar!
San Diego students were made sick from a milk game. School officials say a lunchtime dare to drink a weird concoction that included hot sauce, carrots, salt, and milk likely caused 22 students to get sick.
Ew.
18 were taken to the hospital and were all later released.
Does it say like middle school, grade school,
22 San Diego schools, elementary school.
Oh, dude, I remember John. Yeah. John, at the end of his meal, whatever was left over, would just fucking mix it all together every day. And I'm like, are you serious,
there's
John?
There's always that kid.
Yeah, he was that fucking kid. I'm like, John, come on, dude. Come on.
I never understood. A lot of people did this. I never understood the dipping your fries in your
in
milkshakes.
I was thinking of that. What I didn't. I don't fucking get it. I tried it, and I was like, nope.
Also, for Valentine's Day, they would have those pizza with the candy heart in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like,
the shit out of that.
I was like, why candy?
But yeah, the milk, the shake and fries, yeah, I did not fucking get.
I mean, with the candy heart one, either you eat the pizza and all of a sudden you get this chalky candy heart,
yeah,
or you take the candy heart out and now you have a greasy candy heart. I didn't understand it.
Dude, the milkshake and fries is something a stoner would do. Like, he's super stoned. He's like, oh, dude!
I can't believe how often I would see that. I'd just be like...
It was big and at Anderson.
Tyler used to dip his fries in mayo.
Camilla has a friend that dips everything, or used to dip everything in ranch. Mm. Like, everything.
Mm. Can't do that. I used to not like ranch that much, but if I like wings, like really hot wings, I could do that. Now you almost break your phone there.
Nope. This phone's invincible.
Because the ranch cools the hotness.
Dude, the ranch, I love ranch.
Andy, did you see... KTVU out of Oakland, California, aired names of the flight crew from the Asian flight. I have audio, and I'm just going to play it. Honestly, listen to the names. Listen carefully if you haven't heard this before. And just listen carefully to the names. These are the names that they literally said were on the plane. So here we go.
So on the plane crash, KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has...
They're real names.
They were assuming that these were the names of the pilots. Like, who's getting fired over this one? And the thing is, the National Travel Safety Board...
I love the
Board,
Wee Too Lo.
Wee Too Lo. I like Bang Ding Ao. But, the National Travel Safety Board said they confirmed these names. How did no one... Like, the second I saw these names come up on the TV and saw something... Wait a minute. You got to think, like, President Obama or something like that. Because, you know, this is an international relations thing. It's got to be like, the fuck, guys? The fuck? How did that get by you? How did that make the air? God damn it.
He just face palms in the Oval Office. He's like, get out for a moment. Just get out.
Everyone's fired. I'll do the news.
Dude, there's got to be so much. I feel so bad for any president. There's just so much shit that goes on that, like, if I was in that position, I'd be like, are you fucking
seriously? So you're telling me Tom Hanks went over to France and, like, was making fun of them on a TV station, and now France is all pissed off?
I have to deal with
this? He's not a delegate. Who cares what fucking Tom Hanks does, and why was he doing that?
I have to deal with this now? Are you fucking serious? I have a pissed off French guy on my phone? Nobody else is going to take this?
God damn it. Got to work on education or something over here, and I got pissed off French people talking to me.
Florida, what the fuck you doing down there?
Let's saw Florida.
Dude, Bugs Bunny style, just cut it off and it floats away.
All right, Andy, this guy Frank J. Short was arrested Tuesday because he saw a 20-year-old female shopper in a Walmart in Newcastle, Delaware.
Oh, no.
He thought she was extremely attractive, and he said, excuse me, and he threw something on her.
Poop.
No.
Semen.
Yes.
Oh, God damn it.
He said, excuse me, and seconds later, she suddenly felt something wet on her buttocks, thigh, and leg.
Oh.
At first, she thought that he had sneezed or spat on her until she saw the gooey glob below her knee.
Do you think he Spider-Maned it?
Short continued to follow the victim around the Walmart until she was forced to take refuge in an employees-only area.
Oh my God, that's creepy, dude.
The store... troopers arrived at the store and charged the suspect with offensive touching with bodily fluid, harassment, lewdness, and disorderly conduct.
Dude, that's creepy.
What goes on in your head when you're like, that lady's really pretty. I'm going to splash my semen on her. That'll get her to like me.
Dude, the world we fucking live in, dude, sometimes.
Yeah, it's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm glad. SGC makes me feel normal about my mentality, and the world makes me feel normal about, like, everything.
All right, Andy, next we're going to Florida.
Deep within a bleak and dismal swamp, hidden beneath its murky waters, lies the headquarters of the most sinister villains of all time. A Legion of Doom.
I thought that was fitting.
That is so fitting.
A Florida job applicant found a bold new way to stand out from the competition. Tompication. I can't talk tonight. It's one of those weeks. I don't have my water. No wonder I can't talk.
Oh.
I never got my water.
Oh, no.
Anthony Thomas, who's 33 years old, filled out a job application at a gas station in Ocala, Florida, immediately before robbing the place. He filled out an application. They went to, like, turn around and put it in a drawer, and he reached over and started robbing the place.
All right.
By the way, he had all his personal information on the application, so cops tracked him down, arrested him.
Dude.
He grabbed about $130.
He could have made that in, like, 3 days of work.
Police say Thomas tried to fight him off, and they added he told them, "I didn't rob no store."
Oh, yeah.
There is no word on whether or not he got the job. Al would give him a job. I would give him a fucking job. Hey, you just robbed us, brother.
Hey, brother.
You know what? You could use a job. You wouldn't do that if you had a job.
Straighten you up, brother. Oh, you robbed me, brother? All right.
Oh, robbed me again, huh? Never saw this coming. All right. Let's see if you remember this name.
Toussaint Putty.
No, but I looked up Toussaint Putty again today. Anything? There's nothing
there. Damn.
Do you remember the name O'Neill Morris?
Yeah.
Yeah. The fix-a-flat?
Yep.
The butt doctor?
Dude, still? There's still more about this dude?
There's stuff going on. Corey Eubanks, the man who allegedly assisted O'Neill Morris, the unlicensed transgendered woman accused of injecting all sorts of unholy substances into the rear ends of patients seeking a bigger booty, has taken a plea deal and will get off with a year of probation. In exchange, he pled guilty to two misdemeanor counts of culpable negligence. Outside of court, he claimed that all he did was pass Morris' number on to the victims in the case. He also claimed that he had the procedure done himself, but had no negative side effects.
I just...
Yep.
I'm really at a loss for words at just the fix-a-flat... just.
How you could inject just, that stuff.
Just. People are fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Just.
Oh, this will work. Concrete?
Fix a flat? Stuff that goes in my tires?
All right. Yeah. Inject it on in.
Just. It makes me feel like.
Go on.
Just, I could do anything in this world. Like. I could break off those fucking fan blades and try and sell them, and someone stupid enough will fucking buy them.
Oh, you say these were an artifact, huh?
Yeah.
Found these in Egypt? Well, it seems legit.
These were used to carve out the border between Canada and the U.S. I get these now for $5.
Nice. That'll do it for Florida This Week, and that'll do it for the podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3combopodcast, twitter.com/3combopc, that's the number 3 PC stands for podcast. Search for us on YouTube, find us at 76thstreetnetwork.com, email us 3combopodcast@gmail.com. So for Andy, this is Matt.